This is Gilbert Gottfried, and America, please don't listen to What Is This Blank podcast. It's a terrible waste of time. You've been warned.
One. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the What Is This Blank podcast. We are doing, for the month of October, we're going to do some scary movies, some horror movies in the horror genre. So for this first one this month, I kind of did some searching and I tried to look for like the shittiest movie ever. Came pretty close, I think, with a movie called The Darkness. It was a Netflix movie starring Kevin Bacon and a bunch of other people that probably, I don't know how much other stuff they've been in. I recognize some of them, but I don't know their names. Doesn't matter. So the gist of the story is these two families, they go camping at the Grand Canyon. The one kid is autistic or something, and then he falls into a hole. He finds some rocks. He takes the rocks back. Turns out the rocks are haunted by some ancient Native American ghosts, spirits, something like that, who then will torture and kill and do whatever they need to do to the people that have their rocks. The Anastasi, I believe, was their name. And later on, when they're searching, trying to figure out what's going on with their house, I don't know if this is real. I didn't want to research it because it just sounds so flippin' stupid that autism equals ghosts and a connection to the spirit ghost world. The fuck? What? That's the first I'm hearing of it. So the autistic kid, he can talk and speak to these ghosts, and he's doing their bidding, and he does a whole bunch of shit around the house that would get normal kids' asses whooped. But it just keeps getting pawned off on, hey, he's special. You gotta let him. If he's gonna set the house on fire, he's gonna do it. You gotta let him do it. If he's gonna walk in on his older sister in the shower, you just gotta let it happen. It's just gonna happen, okay? So that's what happens, and then they just this weird, goofy shit goes on for a while. That's just, I mean, it's kind of dumb. And then they do a poltergeist type of thing where they bring in this old spirit lady, and she cleans the spirits of the house, you know, or tries to. And she's got her probably granddaughter who, to me, I believe they're supposed to be Native American. They're speaking Spanish, which, I mean, that's not that far of a stretch, I guess. But her accent, a lot of the time to me sounded French. I was like, bro, I'm like, wait, you sound French, bitch. What is happening? So, you know, it comes to the end where the autistic kid has woken up the spirits, and now they're trying to enter the real alive world and take over and kill all the innocent people, but God damn it, Kevin Bacon comes to the rescue. And because the kid's autistic, he's not afraid of anything. He has no fear. Zero fear whatsoever. So, like, this type of scene, like, that's behind me in my picture here, if you're watching on the YouTubes, that doesn't scare him. Blood all over the walls of the bathroom? Nah. No. He's good to go. So that is this movie called The Darkness. The reason I chose it was because the Rotten Tomatoes score, I should have looked this up again, was like 13%. 3%? 3%. 3% rotten on Rotten Tomatoes. That might be generous. Might be generous. Normally at this point I ask you guys what you think, but I can't stop talking about this movie because of how the acting. Kevin Bacon, one of, you know, I mean, he's a, I would consider him top tier-ish, but the bottom of the top tier of actors. He's in a lot of stuff. He does a lot of good, got a lot of good stuff. His acting is horrible. It was like he was given the script every day, and then he would just have to go, no, it's okay, you have to give him some space. No, it's okay, you gotta give him some space. And just everybody's acting is just horrible, except for the old Indian lady. Hers was pretty good. Okay, so what do you guys got on this great movie? Exactly, exactly. Let's move on to the next movie.
So,
see you next week.
To be honest, like in this movie, the people, the humans, are the worst, the scary part. And it's like they're just like bad roommates, you know, because they just like smell bad. They turn on water.
Yeah.
Leave handprints. Make the balloons do stuff.
They're basically children.
Yeah, you know, what's that, Jenny? He's like, Jenny did it.
Yeah.
Turn on the water. Yeah,
Jenny.
Who did it? It was Jenny. But the people, every scene where I was like, oh my God, it was like based around the daughter most of the time. She's the fucking nightmare fuel of this movie, not the
I actually took notes on this movie. And a good amount of them revolve around the daughter. Yes. I mean, can I get into my notes real quick on the daughter? You mind if I cut in?
Go for it.
Okay. Note number one. Daughter's a turbo bitch. She is just a Catholic schoolgirl, if that's where she goes, but that's what she's dressed like. She's just a bitch. She goes 0 to 100, screaming and yelling at people. It's like, calm down. This is one part I picked up, but then I later realized that this was wrong, but I'm thinking she must fart a lot, too.
What?
Because she's just got a can of Febreze in her room, just sitting there. She takes stinky shits because it's right outside the bathroom. But then what I learned is that the reason she has Febreze and why the house stinks and why the room stinks is because this bitch is bulimic, which is not anything to make fun about, but in this movie it is. She's bulimic. And instead of walking 3 feet to her bathroom to puke in the toilet like a normal, sane, bulimic person does, she pukes in whatever she can find that's not the toilet, whether it be a plastic bag, a cereal container, a empty peanut butter jar, a pickle jar. And do you know where she puts this stuff? Under her bed. Because later on in the movie, the mom or the dad lifts up the mattress and there are 50 gallons of goddamn puke buckets under the bed. She's saving her fucking puke.
That's when I scream. I screamed at that moment. It's the only. Oh my God.
Why?
The fuck?
So
they're blaming the smell on the fucking poltergeist.
Well, here's my question. Is it two smells? Like, is there the puke smell upstairs, and then there's the ghost smell? Where? I mean, there could be two smells. But how do you write that into a movie? Guys, okay. So the daughter's fucked up, okay? She's bulimic. Well, it's been done before. No. Get this. She doesn't puke in toilets, guys. Well, where would she puke? Garbage can? No. Anything she can find that has a lid. Well, and then she goes and pours it in the toilet. No. She hides it under her bed. How does that idea get pitched and passed? That, I mean, it
has,
that
it has zero to do with the story. It has right. nothing to do with ghosts.
Because then it makes idiots like us go, now wait, was the smell the puke or was the smell the ghosts? Or was it both? I was thinking
puke.
Half the movie, I'm not thinking about what these ghosts are going to do next. I'm trying to figure out where the smell is coming from. This fucking movie, man. I think I might have took some of your notes there, Kevin, but these are legitimate notes to take down for someone who doesn't take notes, because you need to remember this stuff.
This movie changed you.
Well, I mean, is this a bulimic thing? Do other bulimics do this? Because you'd think they're trying to hide it, aren't they?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but I would imagine. I don't know. I don't want to be insensitive to people that suffer from that, but you would think you would go out of your way to maybe empty one of those receptacles here and there.
Right.
And collect it under your bed.
Right. Yeah, and I'm not making light of bulimia.
No.
I'm making light of this fucking movie and the way they broached it.
Yeah.
I have never heard of that. Okay. Steven, do you have anything that stuck out into your mind about this movie besides the daughter that pukes into buckets and bags?
That was priority one, is I wanted to talk about puke. So.
All that three of us are like,
everything in the movie.
Yeah. And when her mom catches her, the way she fucking freaks out and starts hitting her, and I'm like, oh my God.
That was weird. Not to get too far off the puke subject, but I think I missed at the beginning where they might have hinted that he was autistic. And I'm trying to be delicate here because with bulimia and autism, I don't want to make fun of either one of them, but like I didn't catch on that he had autism. So like 20 minutes in, I'm like, what's up with this kid? Why is he playing hide and seek with his mom? He's too old to be doing this. Why is he growling when dad grabs his backpack? Like, so then I had to Google it, and I was like, oh, shoot, he's autistic. Okay, well, that changes things, I guess, but.
Yeah, they didn't make it clear, really, and I mean, really, when that's the exact same part when I, like, really was like, oh, I think there's something else going on with this kid other than he's just, you know, off, other than he's just, like, an introvert or something like that.
Yeah.
The growling at the backpack part.
I thought it was just quiet, and then he growled, and I'm like, what the hell, why is he growling?
But see, you know what I thought that was about, though? I thought that the rocks had already possessed him and he was already a ghost.
Right. But then the reaction from Bacon and stuff should have been like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Right. Oh, that's true. That's true.
But they excused it, but I don't know.
And I thought about it a little bit. And then when they started later on in the movie searching for stuff, and they started searching autism-related things, I was like, oh! All right, well, thanks for now telling us 75% of the way into the movie.
But speaking of that, and this happened in Twilight, it's lazy. They do, instead of explaining things in your movie into the plot, it's like the characters just do this rapid-fire quick internet search, like, oh,
yeah,
autism, superpowers, does it have a question mark? I don't know. Next page, boom, and they do it like two or three times. So it's just like a cheap, lazy way to like try to make your movie make sense to the viewer. And it's also lazy. Did you guys notice, so you know Kevin Bacon's assistant who, is he going to sleep with her? Is he not?
Yeah.
There's two scenes with her, right?
Yeah.
They're both in the same office. They're both wearing the exact same clothes. The lighting's the same. It's everything is the same, but it's like supposed to be like weeks later, and they clearly just shot both scenes back to back. I'm like, nah, nobody will fucking notice.
Hey, you know,
flashback? Is this what?
I have a revolving wardrobe. I got three solid outfits, and that's all I wear.
Well, I mean, true.
I got my three go-tos, and that's. Sometimes I rotate the colors here and there between pants and shirts, but, you know, it's basically the same thing.
You're trying to flirt with your boss. Spice it up a little bit. Maybe that's why he's like, nah, this bitch got like two shirts.
I mean, like, wear some wear some tight stuff, you know, and open up a couple of those buttons and let's see what Sammy's working with, you know? That's what I'm talking about.
Do you know what I gotta go home to? Like Let me tell you about my daughter.
Look at this picture on my desk.
This is my wife.
My wife's a drunk. Jane. My kid's got magic autism powers. My daughter pukes in Tupperware and stores it for later. What is going on?
He almost deserves it. Like he's earned his right to cheat with that kind of home.
What does she do with the puke? When does she dispose of it? I think this is why the movie sucked, because that was kind of early in the movie. So for the rest of the movie, This is what every once in a while I'm like, but what does she do with the puke? I mean,
they should have filmed that. They should have shown them like opening each container real slow with their head away, like. Pour it down the sink or
now here's the other thing. You have a under the bed area full of puke. You're telling me hello that the ghosts aren't gonna unscrew all those lids and make that puke explode in the bedroom? Hello? Hollywood at me, because your writing's shit. So that puke should have exploded at some point. Give me a fucking break.
Well, that tells you she must have a regular cleaning schedule.
So maybe when they finally possessed the real world, the puke was all gone. Well, you know what? After the parents found it, they probably got rid of it. That's true. Damn it. Should we get rid of this? No, let's save it for when she gets back. We don't want to, you know, this... This is her normal world. We don't want to startle her at all. Again, not making fun of bulimia, making fun of this movie. Oh, my God. See, so now, go ahead.
Well, this is my theory. So Jenny comes home with Mike, right? She starts checking. She's like, man, this Mike, his family is fucking nightmare. Like, this kid needs to get out of this situation. So Jenna goes back home and tells her parents, like, we got to get this kid out of this situation. This is fucked up. All right. Have him create a portal. We'll bring him back. Those ghosts are saving that kid. They're like the child protective services of the ghost world. And they're like, come with us. Kid's like, fuck yeah, I will. He's in the portal. And Megan's like, oh, no, you don't. The guy, no.
And then at that point, the ghosts are like, well, if we take the dad away, the kid's good. I mean, then he only has his alcoholic mother, not the cheating blind father.
I mean, that's so what? The ghosts are smell a little bit, leave some handprints, and try to save the kid. That's the scariness of this movie.
I mean, I've told you guys, I don't like scary movies. I was traumatized by a scary movie when I was a kid. Come back in 2 weeks for our next episode. So I don't like scary movies, and this did not make me think. It did not make me jump. It didn't make me do anything.
Nope.
But again, like I'm going to do now, keep going back to the fucking puke under that girl's bed. The whole rest of the movie, you guys.
What movie? Everyone's like, what movie are you guys talking about?
What is the scariness of this movie? You know, like, there is nothing except for the fucking nightmare family.
Yeah, there's no jump scenes. There's no gore.
Nothing.
No, and it's not even like, oh God, this could happen to anybody. No, it can't. You have to steal the rocks from the desert. That's the only way this could happen. I'm good.
Almond rocks.
Yeah, I'm not falling into holes in the middle of the desert and taking rocks out of a place that's obviously fucking scary. Get out of here.
And again, that's not ghost people's fault. They were just minding their own business. That kid stole the rock, and then they're like, God, shit, we'll save you. But like, they really didn't do anything wrong the whole movie.
No.
Hold on. First you sided with Buzz. Now you're siding with the ghost?
Oh. They did hurt the old lady and her granddaughter.
Yeah, did they?
They chucked the rocks at them.
I mean, again.
And they did try to, you know what? You know what that ghost, oh my gosh. That one ghost that was in the, that came out of the daughter's closet. You know what he was trying to do? Save her from herself. Where did the first hand go? Over her mouth.
He's like, this room stinks.
Stop puking, girl.
Exactly.
Puke. And he takes it, or maybe he takes it. He comes for the puke.
Oh, God. Like a barf fairy, like a tooth fairy.
Yeah.
He leaves a $5 bill and takes it to the floor.
I'll take your chowder. Chowder. Takes it back to the desert cave. This chowder tastes weird, Kyle.
This month's harvest is a little light.
I got it from a young white girl in the city. I think it's some sort of boutique. You have to get it from out of her bed. Steven, breathe. Oh.
Where is this ghost from?
I don't know.
I think he's 1940s for sure.
Well, if he's wanting chowder, he must be from the New England area. You know, Stephen, there was Native Americans all over this world, all over this country, all over this continent. I'm sure some of them enjoyed a bowl of chowder here and there. And then the one ghost is sitting there with his bowl. He took a bite. He's like, looking around. He's like, guys, this isn't chowder. This is puke.
It's Manhattan.
Okay. Well, so just like me watching the movie, 75% of this podcast so far is about this freaking daughter and her puke.
There's nothing really to talk about. Like, it's such an anticlimactic movie that by the end, it literally goes from Kevin Bacon not being killed by a ghost spear to them playing at the playground to the credits within like 40 seconds.
Oh yeah.
It's the fastest, like, and we're done. That's
so it. Let me ask either of you, did you stick around through the credits?
No. As soon as they rolled, I got out of that fucker.
Every movie I fast forward through the credits to see if there's something there. About maybe 2 minutes into the credits, a shot of the rocks back in the cave. And gone. That's it.
Oh.
We knew that already.
For no fucking reason. Just all of a sudden, a shot of the rocks with like... and then credits. It's like, why? Well, nobody stuck around to watch this except for idiots like me.
But these ghosts are supposed to be so scary. They have this lore that's known by these teenage kids, and then they just kind of slowly walk around and look at things, you know?
Yeah. Plus, you know, every time in that movie that kid was told to stay put, what did he do?
Fucking
he walked off. Put a leash on that fucking kid.
Oh.
Hey, you know what? Anybody that's listening can at me if you want to. We had leashes on our kids when we would go out walking. When we would go to places, we would have a little backpack with a leash on it. Yeah. We had three toddlers at one point. And you've met my kids. They're assholes.
Probably because they were leashed. They're like, God damn it.
No. They became more of an asshole when the leash came off. But here's what we didn't do, though. We didn't, like, they weren't, like, at the end of the leash and we were yanking on them. It was, like, our kids were always, like, at our hand. We're holding hands. It was just in case, you know? If Dad gets, you know, distracted by looking at some, you know, some nice piece over there, looking at her, shorts are kind of short, shirt's kind of tight, maybe a couple buttons pop there, like Sammy should have had. Get a little distracted, I turn around, my kid's fucking gone. God damn it. Not if he's on a leash. If the kid's on a leash, he's good. He's right here by me. Yeah, so there. Another note I took for this movie, I don't know if you guys noticed this. I imagine you guys know what a Foley artist is for movies. Steven, no. You know,
what was that?
A Foley artist.
What's that?
They're the ones that do all the little sound effects.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So like when someone's turning the key in a car and you hear the keys turn, that someone does that.
Okay.
The Foley artist for this movie fucking must have gotten paid a shit ton, and he's like, oh, I gotta go overboard. Did you... if you go and watch it again, which I know you both will, the Foley sounds, the extra sounds, are so much and so extra. I mean, with... from the kid eating his cereal was louder than the mom talking. Every little footstep, every little touch of anything, it was like a Foley artist had to be like, well, I'm getting paid for this. Well, I'm getting paid for this. Get paid for this. With the rustling of her plastic bag when she pukes into the... Again, not making fun of bulimics, making fun of this movie. What a shit movie.
Well, they ripped off Poltergeist pretty hard too. I mean,
yes, yeah.
Portals and someone to come clean the house and.
Well, in Poltergeist, was it the first one or was it the second one? The Native American shit. No, it was the very first one.
Yeah,
they were building a pool in the back, and there was Native American stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
And that. See, Poltergeist, I think that was PG-13, but that movie is terrifying even now. Like, it's still, it can still scare you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that thing's super dated.
And this woman, she just seemed more annoyed. The one who's trying to get the ghost, she's just like, we're not done. Ghost.
These little dealies keep moving. We gotta go this way.
Those are like, we're Native American. We don't know you're Spanish. Get the fuck out of here. And they threw a rock at you. That's it.
Stop assuming our nationality. God.
Right.
Just like an American, when you go to a different country, you just start talking English and assume everybody fucking knows what you're saying. By the way, can you guys... Oh, you can't see my cup.
It's keying out. Put it in front of your beard.
There we go.
Oh, cool. Oh,
it's a skull. Filled with beer.
Is it an Anasazi skull? Anasazi? No, I'm not saying that right.
No? Are you crazy? Did you not watch the movie? I don't want one of my kids half burning my house down and then... I can't remember what other shit he did.
That's he tried to kill the cat.
Oh. No, he tried to kill the cat. That's right. Yeah. And did you notice these fucking idiots? Even after they did the Google searches for signs, never did they put together the snake, the wolf, the crow, the coyote. They never put any of that together.
And the wolf literally jumped out of the clubhouse and the treehouse at him, and he's like googling shadow hands, autism powers. Not what the fuck? Why is there a wolf in my fucking clubhouse? Google that.
I think wasn't it a wolf and a coyote? Because I think the wolf, I think that was the coyote because it had a bushy tail. The wolf was, I think when the haunting was going on, it walked across the hallway in the house.
Yeah. The mom saw it.
The mom, okay. Yeah.
We've talked about the neighbor Jeff. We gotta do a quick mention of Jeff. Like, they killed that guy's dog.
Oh, rip. Can we get a rip in the chat for Jeff's dog?
They took his dog.
Get a rip in the chat, man.
He's like, oh, you guys are such fucking... Sorry, man. Put your dog down. And...
But that's the other thing. It's like, okay, we don't know anything about the ghosts. The guy's dog apparently unlocked your doors, came into your house, attacked your daughter, and while they're taking the dog away, you're like, ugh, bro, feels bad, man, sorry. Like, what do you expect Jeff to do besides give you that look of, I'm going to shit on your face if I get a chance? I mean, like, Jeff's going to be like, it's all right, bro. It's all good.
No big deal.
No.
It's all good. Do you think the dog was reacting to the vomit? Did he smell it? It's like, I got to eat that.
Oh, God. He probably was.
Drive him crazy.
Not until just now. I didn't think about that.
All months since I had some good human vomit. Oh, man.
I want some of that chowder next door.
Oh. What's over there?
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. I know where there's some good chowder. Let's go to the neighbor's house. But we gotta kill the daughter for it. She's very possessive of it. I was peeking through a window the other day. She almost killed her mom about it. Oh. Horrible movie. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Horrible movie. Anything else besides this dumb girl in her? Oh no, I do have something. You know what? I'm gonna give one of these real quick. Because they made the daughter left-handed. Thank you for finally putting a left-hander in a movie and making it so you can see that they're left-handed. Thank you.
Did she grab the Tupperware with the left hand?
No, she was drawing. Oh. And one of the scenes, she was drawing, I think, just before she decided that she had to puke.
And then she used her left finger to shove down her throat.
She did.
Did she? Oh, yeah. Man.
I don't know.
She did the, and then she did the stabilizing move, too. It was like a... Like, I somehow did not turn away. It was...
I want to see it. I want to see it.
Frozen in shock.
How do you not? Oh, just, I'm telling you, the whole movie I'm just thinking about this stupid girl. How do you not lock your door?
You're not just fucking, yeah.
You know, if you're, I mean, is it just an impulse where all of a sudden you're like, oh, I need something. You got a bathroom like 3 feet over there. And if you're going to puke in something, why not then take it to the bathroom and flush it? I don't understand. The only way this was written is because it happened to somebody that wrote that scene.
Well, you know, this is loose. Apparently, this movie's loosely based off of true events.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it's the vomit part, the rock part, the black hands coming out of the burned wall part, or
I think the only part that's based on true story is that people go to the Grand Canyon. And people live next to assholes named Jeff.
The family part was all true. The Native American ghost was all just made up.
And how lucky do you get when you're Googling stuff like this that you just happen to Google the very first tribe and all the, and the very first thing you search for is Google something and tell me that the reason, the answer you're looking for is the first thing that pops up. No effing way.
A very specific YouTube video of all of your problems.
Right, exactly.
I'm feel lucky every search. Boom, got it. Boom, got it. Boom.
Anastasi. Anastasi Indians. Never heard of them? Must be them. Click.
Autism superpowers. Explains everything. Got it. Boom. Oh, call Sam.
Yeah, I didn't know that there was a connection between autism and the spirit world.
That's the modern day like training montage video is like someone Google searching, like, you know, then afterwards it's like the music go, whoa, hey, and then afterwards they're like, got it, ready. It's the modern day training montage.
Then we got oh god damn it, I can't remember his name. I was going to say Gutenberg, but that's not Gutenberg.
Oh, Paul Reiser?
Yeah. You got another name like Paul Reiser? He's cool in the parking garage.
Yeah. He wasn't that bad of a boss.
He was a douche upstairs, but you get him in the parking garage alone, he's like, hey, I understand you got issues, buddy. Take care of him. By the way, we had issues too. Here's what we did. We found this old lady and her French-Mexican daughter, and she helped us out.
They go to dinner. His wife is literally explaining, like, I can help you with your problem. He's like, yeah, woman talk, blah. Come on, guy, let's go to the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Then they sit back down, and his wife is still talking very pertinent information about their son, which could help her. And he goes, yeah, babe, stop. And, like, puts his hand out. Like, enough with the voice.
He's like, shut up, Gash. The men are talking. That's not me. Not me. Not me. Paul Reiser's character. Not me. It was him. I didn't say that. I would never say that.
If he just would have let his wife talk, she would have given him the information that he Google spazzed. Like, they would have been done with this, like, weeks before.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I don't have anything else about this movie because if anything we're gonna start talking about, I'm gonna go back to the goddamn girl and her puke stores. She's like end of days saving puke stores.
That should be the cover of the movie posters, not the hands. Should be the bed pulled back with the Tupperware.
Did you also notice that she's not that accurate with her puke?
No.
There's puke on the outside of all of the containers. So not only is she doing this shit, she can't even, like, clean up after herself. I want Grandma's kitchen, by the way. She had two sinks with full faucets and everything. That was pretty cool. Good kitchen. Oh, their kitchen was cool too, because also over the stove they had one of those faucets that comes out so you can easily put water into pots and pans.
I noticed that too. Why didn't I notice that too?
Because it's fucking awesome, that's why. Because we all wish we had one, that's why.
It was the first awesome thing about the movie. You're like, fuck. Yeah. Oh, so look at that.
That thing is dope.
I'm supposed to fill a pot with water all the way over to the sink and then walk all the way over to the stove like a sucker? No way. Fill it up right here. Shh, done. High boil. Okay, so should we rate this thing?
Oh yeah.
Ghost buttholes.
Yeah, so...
Or barf holes or barf buckets? How many barf buckets? Oh, God.
here's what I'm going to rate it. I'm going to rate... Well, lowest bad. Right? That's how we do it, yeah. One turbo bitch daughter butthole. Because there ain't shit coming out of her mouth.
Oh.
Oh. Or there's too much shit coming out of her mouth and she doesn't have anything to poop. So it's also a really tight butthole.
Oh no.
And she doesn't need to get an Aaron Andrews help for anything because... Oh. Okay, go ahead. All right, next. Oh. Okay.
All right, I'll tell you what. Here's how I'm rating this. I'm giving it three Tupperware containers, but each Tupperware container has three buttholes in it. So it's a total of nine butthole rating in three Tupperware containers.
No, but more is good.
No, more is bad. Wait, is it? We gave Home Alone like one and a half buttholes.
Oh, shit. Then I have to reverse my score.
It's already done. It's locked in.
Because this is what I was originally going to say, and then I got my math backwards because I've been drinking tonight. So it's five buttholes, one for each one of the poltergeist ghosts.
Okay.
So five buttholes.
Still a pretty good score, considering.
Six if you add in the tight butthole daughter. Okay, go. Five and a half. Steven?
The max. Whatever the max is, that's at the max.
All of them. If there's a butthole anywhere near you, throw it at this movie. Exactly. That's what I'm getting. Okay. Well, all right, guys. Again, like I said before, I posted it on Instagrams and Twitters and stuff like that. Make sure you look us up on your socias. On your what's going on there?
Sorry.
What are we doing? Sorry. He's closing.
No.
Ignore the man behind the curtain. He was about to close up shop. He's like, "Fuck this, I'm out."
Later.
Yeah. So, Twitter at What Is This Blank Podcast, Instagram What Is This Blank. You can email us What Is This Blank Podcast at gmail.com. Soon to come, YouTube. And then you can also find us on most of your favorite podcast listening sites. The main one where you can find all those would be anchor.fm/whatisthisblank. So hit us up. Listen to our stuff. Please go listen to Gleaming the Cube. Please. Please, it's actually not that bad. You should check it out. Yeah. Listen to this one, and then go listen to the last one we did, and then listen to Gleaming the Cube. Listen to all of them, and then spam all your friends' emails with just all the links of all the episodes. Just send them out there. They will love you for it, because right now they're like, I don't know who the fuck that is. And then once they listen to us, they'll be like, these guys, it's funny. So do that, and I'm going to say it right now. Hopefully I don't screw this up. If I screw it up, goodbye. But hopefully I don't screw it up. I'm going to see if I can do something real quick here. Next episode, which will be our Halloween episode. Mm. Oh, shit! Oh. Stop bulimia. But our next episode, which is our Halloween episode... We're really talking about that fucking guy. Scarred me for life. That's not a joke. That's not a joke. I am afraid of being outside in the dark. I am afraid of a lot of fucking shit because of that goddamn guy. It's not a joke. I'm 100% serious. So this next one is going to be very traumatizing for me because I'm going to have to watch that movie. In case you don't know what that movie was, because I guess some people aren't old enough or just don't know that genre, that is Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, which came out in 1984. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next time. Hit us up on the socials. I already set them out. If you didn't listen, fucking rewind and figure it out yourself. I'm not going to say them again. Don't be lazy. Okay? Oh, we're on Facebook, too. We're on Facebook. See, that was a new one. All right. Goodbye, everybody. Bye.